We are joined by a safety for the Titans. He is an All-Pro. He is a Pro Bowler. He led the NFL in interceptions in 2017. 91 tackles, 5 INTs, 10 passes defense last season. He was a 2-time All-Conference player at Middle Tennessee. He was the 64th pick overall in 2016. Kevin Byard is my guest. Kevin, there are a lot of things that I want to talk to you about, but before we do that, bring me up to date. How are you and your family doing right now in the middle of everything that's going on, Kevin?
I'm doing well, Jim. I appreciate you asking. Thanks for having me. Me and my family's doing well. I have a 9-month daughter. She's doing well, growing, showing me something new every single day. Nah, but my family's safe. I have family in Atlanta and Philadelphia as well, and they're also safe. So the family's doing well. Like you said, with all the stuff that's going on around, you know, just trying to find our best way to, you know, stay connected as a family and just try to love on each other.
Excellent. Kevin Byard joining us. Speaking of family, the other day, Kevin, you shared a photo on social media of your mom in front of a new home, and the caption read, "When you come from where I come from, stuff like this is a pipe dream that only a few are able to accomplish. I hate that we couldn't be there, but I'm more happy that everything worked itself out. I love you, Mom, and enjoy your new forever home." End of quote. What did it mean for you to be able to make that pipe dream a reality?
I mean, it's honestly something that, you know, I think 10 years, 20 years down the road is going to mean even more to me now, because just like I said in the caption, like, when I actually sit back and think about it, you know, to be able to bless my mom with a home, forever home, to be able to do those things for my family, those are type of things that when, you know, when you're a kid growing up, you know, in an African-American community, those are things that's kind of instilled with you, you know, because a lot of times, most of my friends, most people I grew up around, you know, single parent households, single mother. So that's something that you always want to do. You always want to reward your mother for doing the things that she's done for you growing up. And that's what everybody says. You know, everybody growing up, I want to buy my mom a house, I want to take care of my mom, I want to make sure I do those things. But it doesn't usually happen. It doesn't usually happen like that. So for me to be able to accomplish those things, especially at the age that I am, I mean, obviously I'm a football player, but in my opinion, for me to do this as young as I am, to be able to do that for my mom, it's truly special.
It really is, Kevin. I think there's two things going on here. Number one, I think to your point, a lot of people want to do it, but so few are actually able to do it. And then even right. If you are able to do it, I think people look at that like, yeah, well, he's got so much money. Of course he did that. There's so much more that goes into this. For instance, when you were a teenager, you moved from Philadelphia to Atlanta with your mom and your brothers and sisters. She worked two jobs. You and your older brother would hustle home after school to take care of your younger siblings. What were those days like for you?
I mean, those were definitely humbling days. Times where, you know, the vision that I have now and the things I've been able to accomplish now was definitely a lot blurry back then. You know, we were trying to pretty much in survival mode, trying to do what I can, me and my oldest brother, to help out my mom, you know, the little that we could around the house with the kids, getting those guys together while, you know, my mom was out working, coming home later at night. But, yeah, it was tough, man. But I would say it was a blessing. You know, I had a big family. So, you know, the house was never quiet. I always had my big brother. So it was definitely good times, but it was bad times as well. So, but one thing I will say that I wouldn't want to change anything for the world, because it made me who the man that I am today, and it's been working for me.
And part of that's got to be your mom, right? I mean, you have a role model and an example in your mother. How much did you learn about work ethic and drive and grit from your mom?
I mean, just a ton. I mean, like I said, I mean, when I think about it today, like I said, I have a daughter now. I have a 9-month-old daughter, I'm sorry. And just thinking about it, like, you know, she raised 7 of us. You know what I'm saying? She did 7.
Right.
Had 7 kids, and the majority of the time, you know, she was kind of on her own. So I'm thinking, like, wow, how was she able to do those things, have the patience, you know, have the, you know, the strive, the grit, you know, all those type of different things to get up every single morning, you know, to feed us, clothe us, and all those different things. You know, you can't really put, you know, a value on that. You know, so you can't really put a value or a price tag because it's priceless. So like I said, man, I've learned so much from her just by watching her on the daily. Stuff that I just picked up that I know for sure is helping me out today.
Kevin Byard is joining us. I can relate. Well, then again, I can't relate. I was going to say, I have to put food on the table and clothe 2 boys. I can only imagine what that must have been like for your mom to do most of that by herself with 7. So this is a huge Brian Dawkins house. Kevin, I know growing up you were a huge fan of his, and mm-hmm. I love the guy. I've always loved the guy. What do you like about his game, and what did you learn from watching Brian Dawkins play?
I think one of the probably the main thing that I like from his game is just his intensity. I think something that I try to take for myself, just for him, you know, he was definitely a very spiritual guy. He's a guy who didn't cuss or anything like that. But the intensity that he showed you know, day in and day out from game, whether it's a motivational speech before a game that I watch on YouTube, you know, motivational videos and things like that, or just, you know, his intensity, the way he played on the field, the way he tackled, just everything he's done. And then, man, honestly, the guy was just an all-around ball player. If you look at his stats, man, I mean, the guy had sacks. He had interceptions. He had everything. I mean, blocking punts, all type of different things. So just a great all-around player, but also just a great all-around guy. Just a perfect role model to want to follow.
We're talking to Kevin Byard. Clearly, you have put in the time and studied him. And then speaking of studying guys, Tyrann Mathieu said earlier this offseason, you are one of the guys that he studies. First off, what does it mean to hear that from a guy like that, a great player like that? And then who are the guys that you study?
Yeah, Tyrann Mathieu is definitely one that's up there for sure if we're talking about the guys that I study. Much respect to him. I mean, a guy that just won a Super Bowl. I mean, the run that those guys had, especially later in the year, you know, because we've actually played those guys, beat them. And then after that, I mean, those guys made a run. He was one of the leaders of the defense during that time. But he's a great player. I watch him every single week. Honestly, you know, Kenny Vaccaro, a safety I play with, we talk about all the time. You know, it's a ton of safeties that I watch every single week. Right, if it's Tyrann Mathieu, I like to watch Jamal Adams, Derwin James. It's a ton. I don't want to, you know, not say anybody, but like I said, Harrison Smith, Anthony Harris, those boys, Justin Simmons, Kareem Jackson. It's a list that goes on. But I like to tune in and watch guys every single week, not necessarily to peep, you know, how they're playing and stuff like that, but just to, you know, it's not a competition or anything like that. But at the same time, just the respect of those guys and see how they're playing, you know, see the different things they're doing. It's just a fun thing. I like to keep up with everybody.
You know, all great players. So in your mind, what's it take to be a great safety? Is it about physical ability or is it about the mental side of the game and the knowledge of the opposing defense?
I mean, it's definitely both. I would say it's definitely more physical than mental, though, because I think, honestly, a saying that I always tell guys that, you know, God don't always give you everything. You know, he don't always give you 6'5 height. You know, everybody can't run a 4.3. But I think at the safety position, knowing what you have, knowing what God bless you with, and be able to work with those things. Because like I said, some guys can't be 4.3. Some guys can't, you know, jump super high. But being able to work with what you have and understanding that, hey, you know, playing with great technique and those different things can always be better for you. But the mental side, I mean, studying film, just really always trying to add stuff to your game. If you feel like you're a really good cover guy, you know, work on your blitz or, you know, that's the type of things that I do. If I feel like it's something I'm really good at, I try to work on my weaknesses. So trying to be an all-around great player, I think, you know.
Kevin Byard joining us. Absolutely. So what about this offseason? Because it's so unusual. I know you've been getting after it in the gym with your trainer, Jason Spray, and you're moving some big weight, but how are you approaching the really unusual aspects of the offseason and the fact that it's been really hard to get to gyms and the facilities?
Yeah, I mean, it's been tough. It's been a blessing that I've been able to work out with Spray. We've been able to get field and weight room stuff in at the same time, so I've been able to do that. But, you know, especially in the beginning of the offseason, it was tough. I was a Peloton rider pretty much every single day, just making sure I'm staying in condition and staying in shape. You know, it's been tough trying to navigate, you know, if I'm trying to get massages or trying to go do Pilates and those different things where, like I said, we're trying to be social distancing and, you know, different businesses are closed. So that's been tough. But as far as, you know, trying to get those conditioning and working out, I feel like that's one of the things that's going to take me to the next level this offseason because I feel like, you know, somebody may be having trouble trying to find a place to work out and stuff, but I've been able to do that. So I'm trying to make sure that I'm staying on top of my game and, you know, trying to keep that edge.
Hey, Kevin, my Peloton is keeping me sane. Like, I don't know where I'd be without that thing. What do you like about that bike? What do you get out of riding a Peloton?
All right, so honestly, before I bought the Peloton for my wife when we had the baby last year. So I bought the Peloton for her. And I'm not a cycler at all. I don't really like cycling. I'm not the type of guy that can just go into a gym and hop on one of the cycle bikes that just have one of those little desert trails. I don't like it. It's boring to me. I can only do maybe 15, 20 minutes. But the Peloton is a different aspect because it's kind of competitive. You know, you have an instructor, you have a class, and you're all kind of working out together. So it's kind of like it kind of gives you that extra motivation to keep going hard. And I enjoy it. I do 30-minute rides. I do 45-minute rides. So like I said, I didn't enjoy it before.
Yeah, Kevin, I feel you. Like, I made the point myself. I do the 45-minute ride every single time. And I'm telling you, I'll go out there, even if I get a personal record, it only puts me, like, in the upper 25% of the class. I mean, there are some folks doing this. There are no joke. It's kind of demoralizing in a way, but you keep trying. But there are some people doing it that are really good.
Exactly. But like I said, it's fun. It's a competitive thing. And I look at it like, you know, it keeps me in shape. It keeps me conditioned. And it's something that I can do multiple times a day. It's not like I can get one Peloton ride in, hop in the shower, you know, it's at my house, and I can jump back on it later on today, so it's pretty cool.
Kevin Byard is joining us. Now, you were a captain last season. A number of the other captains from last season have moved on. You know it's a part of the business, but how much does your role change this year? I mean, do you feel like people are going to look to you to lead even more than they have in the past?
Yeah, most definitely. Just like you said, it's the business. I was a captain last year. It was an honor. I mean, when I actually look at the guys who I was captains with, you know, Marcus Mariota, Jarrell Casey, Wesley Woodyard, all those guys, you know, they're moved on, but they were, you know, veterans. You know, you're talking about Wesley Woodyard, 10-year vet. Jarrell's going to his 10th year. So, and I kind of felt like the young guy out there. So, but no, going into this year, you know, my leadership role, I feel like was already maturing, but I know for a fact that, you know, my coaches from everybody on the team from top to bottom is going to look for me for more leadership. And I'll definitely, we have guys that are definitely, you know, they'll step up and they'll continue to do what they're doing. But for me personally, that's something that, you know, I worked on last offseason, but this offseason, just taking to the next level, trying to continue to be that great leader for the, not just for the team, for the entire franchise, honestly.
Kevin Byard joining me for a couple more moments. Now, last season included that great run to the AFC Championship game. When you get that close to a Super Bowl and you come up just short, how much does that motivate you for this season?
Man, it's crazy. Just even my mentality just going into this year, you know, so the past few years since I've been with the Titans, there's always been a deal about respect and trying to go out there and earn respect. And, you know, the media's not respecting us and different things like that. But, you know, just like you said, we went to the AFC Championship game last year, and I'm still kind of on that mentality where, as though, let's not be out here trying to, you know, let's not fall for it. Let's not fall for, you know, everybody talking about the Titans now because we went to the AFC Championship game. You know, we still haven't done anything. We haven't accomplished anything. Honestly, I kind of felt like the fact that we didn't go to the Super Bowl, which is the main goal, you know, the season wasn't, you know, it wasn't a success, you know, in simplicity terms. So The way I kind of look at it, I want guys to understand that, hey, we haven't accomplished anything. We were so close to that goal, but, you know, we understand this business. There's no guarantee that we're going to get back there. So we have to start off from ground zero, rebuild the foundation, making sure we're doing the things that got us there last year. But, you know, you kind of have to restart the process every single year. So that's kind of my mentality. That's something I, you know, try to preach to the guys.
Kevin Byard, my guest. Listen, before you go, you recently retweeted that great video from Emmanuel Acho that is the first in a series of episodes titled Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. How many of these conversations are taking place in locker rooms, and are white players generally open to having the uncomfortable conversation?
You know, that's a great question. It's crazy because, you know, when things like this happen, you know, first and foremost, my condolences go out to George Floyd and his family. You know, when things like this happen, those conversations definitely spark up. It's something that's, you know, it tend to be uncomfortable, but I think it's something that needs to happen. You know, just even just recently, you know, our locker room and our staff and everybody, we're all having conversations, really great conversations. And I think that's good. And I honestly, the fact that I retweeted the video is because I feel as though, you know, in today's time, you know, I think education is the most important thing, because a lot of times we're out here searching for answers. Everybody's looking for ways they can help and ways they can do different things like that. But if you educate yourself on, you know, the history of, you know, Black people or, you know, anybody, just the history, if you really understand what's going on, understand the 400 years of slavery, the 99 years of Jim Crow, all those things, you will have more understanding of what's going on, or, you know, why this is going on, why people are so upset with police brutality, and then you'll be able to be more empathetic with what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of my deal, and why I retweeted, because I think it's a beautiful thing. It's all about education. You have Google. You have so much information out there where if we educate ourselves on what's going on. And also, when I talk to my people, you know, Black people, you know, if you educate yourself on what's going on, know who you are, you'll be able to find ways to be able to advance yourself, you know, talk to your family, find ways to continue to advance and advance our race, honestly, and continue to go and do everything in love. You know, hate doesn't cure anything. Do everything in love and love one another, no matter what race you are. That's my message.
He is an All-Pro. He is a Pro Bowler, and that's a very important message. Led the NFL in interceptions in 2017. Safety, Kevin Byard, our guest. Kevin, great to run you down. Thank you very much. Always good to talk to you on this show, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks, Jerome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you. Kevin Byard's a great player, great leader, great teammate. And, you know, you see athletes or people who come up who had a tough upbringing try to give back to their parents or a single parent. And you see it sometimes, and it doesn't really resonate because, like, you've seen it before. And, oh, of course he has the means. If I had those means, I would do the same thing. But you don't really know what that person went through in order to get to that spot.